Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Karen Sechrist, the Senior Director of Product and Marketing with StoneSource. Karen, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. It's good to talk to you. I wanted to catch up. We actually met a few years ago at a statements meeting when you worked for Veltile. Let's go a little bit through your background. You started in this business of designing tile and stone with Vitramex, and you spent 2 years there. Then you spent 9 years with Veltile, and then you've been doing this now for StoneSource for 2 years now, right?
Correct. 2 years. October was my second year, so I'm very, very proud to be joining this amazing company.
You just got married last July, right?
Correct. Recently and happily married. So nothing better than starting with a new company, new married life, so everything is working great for me now.
How did you get into the business of designing tile and stone?
Well, Kim, I'm an industrial designer, so I always felt a big passion for design and art and also the manufacture process. I started in Vitramex as a product design manager, and always inspiration comes travel and everything that you find in nature. I have a great connections in the tile industry that gave me the opportunity to join Dell Tile Corporation. As you mentioned, I spent 9 years in that company, 6 years product development, designing and being aware what are the trends, innovation on the manufacturer side, something that is impressive on the tile industry. There are always new challenges, there's always new innovation, and you always need to be with your eyes open to see what's happening, how can you inspire the spaces that are shaping our future. This industry, everything is about storytelling, and then I move into marketing. So the last 2 years in Dell Tile Corporation, I joined the marketing team. Now on the side, telling the story how these amazing products can create spaces inside residential and commercial spaces. Then after getting married, I joined StoneSource on the marketing and product side.
And just for the benefit of my listeners, StoneSource is owned by Paramount Global Surfaces. They have two brands. They have StoneSource on the commercial side, Happy Floors on the residential side. And they're actually owned by a private equity firm called Platinum Equity. You're basically a distributor that sources products from all over the world. So let me ask you, where do you get your inspirations? What's the source for some of your design inspiration?
My background comes from the manufacturer side, and now being a distributor, now it's mainly focused on making sure that we are capturing, and we are very proud to work with the best leaders on the tile industry and also stone. And we also are making sure that we are ahead of the trend. We wanted to make sure that everything that designers and architects are capturing and are looking for their projects, we are going to be the first source that are going to provide with the best tiles, quality, the best curated products, and the best service possible for every project that they design. So regarding the inspiration, it's just making sure that everything that we are seeing in the market and being ahead of the trend, we are able to provide everything that they need on the time. Some of the inspiration always comes from nature, and to be honest, sometimes from classic, something that has been in the past and how you tell the new story in a new environment, making sure that the color palette is representing the modern taste. We also always need to understand what's happening in the interior design world to make sure that the colors and the products that we offer to our customers are suitable and fit into the new spaces that they are creating.
What's trending now?
If we speak about colors, warmer colors, I'm still on the rise. After COVID, everything was getting warmer. Well-being, sustainability, biophilia design, and still the main inspiration topics for designers, making sure that the spaces and the materials and colors speak to the well-being of the human. If we speak about the tile, we are noticing, for example, stone. We noticed the past 3-4 years, for example, travertine was a big trend during the last years. We're still seeing a lot of travertine, different interpretations, different color palettes. Now we're shifting a little bit more for limestone. And the reason we're seeing how these soft and warmer colors and very elegant and smooth surfaces are going to be incorporated inside the spaces. Another huge trend is texture. 3D textures are huge for interior design. It could be either organic, geometric. We're seeing a lot of these microstructures. And what is very impressive to see is how manufacturers are raising the bar on innovation, trying to create this texture to a different level, either by using glazes or materials or just structures that create movement in the surfaces of the tile to create this tactile experience inside the space.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned texture, because if you look traditionally, the company that makes most of the manufacturing equipment, SACMI, they would invent these presses. But now they've come up with a whole new way of making product now where you can bring all kinds of texture to tile. That's been very popular, hasn't it?
Yes, we're seeing more and more how manufacturers are incorporating these new technologies in their facilities. Sometimes a big investment, but we are very happy to see. And again, the big goal for everybody is to make the look of the tile, the surface, to look as natural as possible. When you have texture, you really want to feel it and touch it. So that creates a totally different experience when you are inside of the space. The uses of glazes is also something very unique that we are seeing, how they are really incorporating or mixing sometimes the structure with the glaze technology just to provide very unique and natural looks in the tile.
So you've just come back from a whirlwind trip. I know you went to Trsai and there were several other shows in Europe, right?
Yes. After Trsai, we were able to spend a few days to see the trends with our partners. And then we went to Verona, which is Marmomac. It's another show, but this is just to talk about a natural stone. So it's extremely inspiring because this is a totally different perspective. You get amused how the Mother Nature has to offer, right? We're seeing always the white marble will be the best seller. I mean, for the elegance and the timeless look that they provide, like calacatas. But we are also seeing some incorporation of the colors that we are seeing that is happening in the interior design, like some green veining, some calacata violas, a little bit more like dramatic looks, but very elegant, very luxury. And it's amazing to see how Mother Nature offers the best look. And what is more important for a stone source is to make sure how we capture and represent that beauty that Mother Nature gave us, and to make sure that we can provide that same representation and beauty to all our slab gallery that we have in New Jersey.
Yeah, I want to mirror what you just said. There's some bolder looks coming out right now that are interesting. So let's talk about the cycle of new product development. Being focused around the commercial side of the business, the next time we can see some of your new offerings, when will you be launching your next line of products?
We create quarterly launches, but mainly in BDNY is when we present our latest collections that will be happening in November. BDNY is coming up. It's in November the 9th. Is where we are going to be featuring our best products that fit the hospitality and the commercial market.
Okay. Well, I'll be there at that show, and I look forward to seeing you there. And I appreciate you spending time with us today and telling us a little bit more about what you've been focused on. Again, been talking to Karen Sigrist, the Senior Director of Product and Marketing with Stone Source, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.